Well, this is 106.1 The Corner. It is time for Live and Local, supporting local and independent music in the Charlottesville area and beyond. And tonight, in the Corner Lounge, a special guest, a world traveler, in fact, Lauren Hoffman is here. Hello, Lauren.
Hi, Brad. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, it's great to have you here and show you the fancy new Corner Lounge.
Looks great.
And but it's been a few years in the making for Interplanetary Traveler. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It came out just this week, just January 12th. Mm-hmm. And where is it available, first off?
Well, it is pretty much available only online. So we're selling the actual CD through cdbaby.com. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's on all the major download sites, like Amazon has a download section now,
yep.
And iTunes, and I think it'll come up on some other ones like that I don't even know, like Rhapsody and eMusic and all that stuff. Definitely on iTunes now, definitely on CD Baby and Amazon for downloading.
And it was recorded. It's been kind of like a worldwide process. The whole thing was recorded in Israel, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, we got to talk more about that and kind of your history in music and becoming a mom now, mm-hmm. as well. But first, let's jump right in and play one of the songs. And which one should we start with?
How about
here?
Interplanetary Traveler then?
The title track. All right. It's Lauren Hoffman here in the Corner Lounge for Live and Local. I'm 106.1 The Corner.
I'm an interplanetary traveler. When I took the job, I was too young to know what I would grow up to be, what it would be like to be a woman in love. Well, there's nothing quite like leaping star to star in your interplanetary car. There's nothing like the ground beneath your feet rushing away. And everything you see is fresh and new, waiting for you. Everything you see is fresh and new. Well, there's nothing like a beautiful new face to fall in love with in each brand new place. There's nothing quite like learning how to love in a foreign tongue. And everything you do to each other is new, a revelation. Everything you do to each other. Job, I was too young to know what I would grow up to be, what it would be like to be a woman in love. Well, there's something to be said for staying still, but I don't know if I ever will. The traveler in me is just too strong. She's pulling me on. A shield growing tougher every time it heals. The engine turns, and so I dry my eyes and take to the sky one more time. Every star I see is a love that I knew shining for me. Every star. took the job I was too young to know. What I would grow up to be, what it would be like to be a woman in love. La, 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 la.
This is Live and Local. I'm 106.1 The Corner, and you just heard Interplanetary Traveler by Lauren Hoffman, the title track to Lauren's new release, just released this week. And Lauren Hoffman is our interview guest in the Corner Lounge tonight. A little bit of a different style compared to Choreography, your last album.
Definitely.
A little more acoustic, I guess. Mm-hmm. A little less. There were a lot of beats and kind of like a chill vibe, I guess, on the previous album.
Well, and for me, it's more, I would say, like the attitude of the two.
Lyrically and songwriting.
Yeah.
Okay.
And keys, I think. I think Choreography had a lot more minor keys, probably.
Right.
A lot more major keys going on here. It's always been a challenge for me to write a little bit more positively. I think a lot of people talk about how it feels authentic to write from sadness or disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
It's the blues. It's something that we all like to express, and you feel like the need to get it out. And often when you're feeling really happy and full of love and joy, you don't think, oh, I'm going to go in my room and write a song.
Right.
But I kind of challenged myself to do that because I wanted to share something a little different. You know, like when you're traveling around and singing the songs, especially like with Choreography, I was going to Europe by myself, playing the song solo, and you're kind of bringing that, whatever the vibe is of the songs or the album, you're bringing that with you, and that's what you're sharing with your audience. And
mm-hmm.
so I wanted to share something different, but you know, you don't want to fake it. So I had to find kind of a way to amplify that feeling within myself, or find those moments when it was happening that I was feeling great, feeling happy, feeling optimistic, feeling full of love and joy, and right from there. Not that the whole album is like that. I mean, it's definitely not all like that, but it is more like that than Choreography, which was a bit like, wah.
Well, a little bit, but part,
no, I love,
you know,
that record,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and partially that's what's so great about it, but you've been through some major life changes yourself,
true,
too. So
yeah.
I suppose a lot of that came out in the new songs on Interplanetary Traveler. Well, first off, you became a mother.
I did.
Yeah. And is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl. She's 16 months old now.
Just 16 months.
Uh-huh.
A beautiful age. Very
yes,
nice.
It's so fun. It's first words and lots of tickling. And
oh, wow. Well, when did you write this? Like, had the baby already come? Or?
No, see, that's the funny thing is it sounds like the record that somebody would write after having a baby. And it's I wrote all these songs before she came. So yeah, it doesn't seem unrelated, though, to me.
Yeah.
It feels to me like, even though it's the reverse in order, they're still very much related, that I was in this space of more positivity and that she came along, and that all makes sense to me.
Now, you are from Virginia originally, right?
Right, yes.
You
I grew up here.
You grew up around here. You've been doing music around here for many years.
Yeah.
But in the time after Choreography, which was what, 2006?
Yes.
A lot of world traveling.
Right.
Give us a little recap of where you went and why and how.
Okay.
How you did it.
To start with Choreography, it was very independent in the U.S. and actually worked with a label in France, and they had distribution also in some other European countries. So I wound up going there quite a bit to tour after Choreography came out. Then, also, my mother has been living for many years in India, and so I went there to visit her, met through her husband a bunch of Israelis who were also musicians, wound up traveling a little bit in India with these Israeli musicians. They were doing a project where they were kind of recording, doing field recordings in India, taking it back to Israel and then putting kind of beats to it and making kind of a world mashup kind of a project.
Wow, neat.
So that was influencing what I was doing. I wrote some songs while I was traveling with them. And then when it came time, when I had enough songs here for this album and I wasn't kind of sure where I wanted to do it, but I wanted some adventure to be involved with it. So I thought to go maybe to Europe because I'd made a lot of connections through the traveling I'd done there. But going to Israel seemed a little bit more of an adventure, seemed a little bit more outside of my comfort zone and a little more exciting. And I wanted to see what that energy would bring to the album. The song Pictures from America is a little bit about that connection, about being familiar with a, I don't know, a, in Israel, it's very segregated, you know,
right.
It's
sure.
Israelis and Palestinians, and the two do not mix, but sometimes they do. Very occasionally, I would meet a couple that had married, you know, a Palestinian
from
and Israeli.
Each side.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. And then there were also, you know, musicians tend to like these kind of projects. There were a few, you know, peace promoting music projects that I came across where they would try to bring healing through music. And then I came back here and I saw how we view the Middle East, and it seems so far away. Like, it just, we can't even, our culture and that, it's like so far. There, at least they're familiar with what's on the other side of the
sure.
wall.
Yep.
Here, it's, you know, it's the other side of the ocean, and then all the way past Europe, it's like, what is that place? Who knows? So, I don't know, Pictures from America was kind of born from that experience.
Well, I want to talk a little bit more about that adventure and Israel in particular, but I think this would be a good time to play Pictures from America.
Yeah, I guess I was kind of pushing that, huh?
Yeah, let's go ahead and use that one. Lauren Hoffman is our guest in the Corner Lounge, and the new album is Interplanetary Traveler. Give out your website, too, if people want to download and support independent music.
Sure, great. It's www.forlauren.com, which is forlauren.com.
Easy enough. Well, this is Lauren Hoffman in the Corner Lounge. I'm 106.1 The Corner.
I'm
Well, this is 106.1 The Corner. Tonight we are in the Corner Lounge with Lauren Hoffman, and we are spotlighting Interplanetary Traveler, the brand new release. Just came out on Tuesday. Congrats again. A fine, fine record.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And as far as the process that eventually became this set of songs, I saw on the biography that was sent out with the CD. I just think this is so fascinating. So you wanted to go on a great big adventure, you know, because you're getting older and you're approaching 30 and so forth. So you let the lease go on your apartment, presumably here in Virginia,
here,
right?
Here in Charlottesville.
Here,
yeah.
In Charlottesville. And then you gave away your possessions and just searched the planet. And you didn't even really have like a timeline in mind. Is that right? I mean,
not really. You know, Charlottesville, they called the hook because it hooks you in and
brings
you back.
That
has definitely been my experience. I mean, I remember when I was 14 and I was just like, I can't wait to get out of high school so I can move the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And, but I just kept coming back. And I guess over the years, more and more, I appreciate so many things about Charlottesville, and especially now. But, at that point, it sort of splices into the story of everything that I was explaining before the last song. But it's sort of in the middle of all that stuff that was happening, all that traveling. I came back here and I was about to turn 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, well, yeah, this could be it. I could kind of settle in here and just be in Charlottesville. And, you know, and that seemed really inviting. But I just felt like I had one more adventure in me, and I had these songs and I didn't want to record them here. I wanted to record them somewhere else. I just felt there was something calling me. And I just knew I wasn't going to go through with it if I had this comfortable little nest here. So I just made it really hard for myself to come back.
Yep.
And I got rid of most of my stuff. A lot of my friends were like, what are you doing? But I came back anyway.
Yeah.
It just took me a little longer, and I got accomplished what I wanted to accomplish.
And knowing, you know, what you know now, and with the album, you know, turning out the way it has, would you do it the same way again? I mean, was that adventure good for you?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
And I would. Yes.
Because that's a big jumping off point for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people might have that crazy dream, like, I'm just going to leave town and do the thing, but wouldn't follow through with it. So I think it's commendable that you did.
Well, thank you. You know, somebody else who kind of did that from around here is Kathy Compton. And she wound up doing a really fantastic musical project with Panda Transport. And
yes.
And she took that kind of a leap too. So
that might be something that artists and
it's
musicians
a little bit more
say,
in that personality type
yeah,
to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also wanted to ask, the recording process in Israel, is it different? I mean, do they have the same equipment or any dramatic differences from what you've done here in the past?
These days with Pro Tools, you know, studios are very similar around the world as far as I can tell. And I found a studio that I just loved. It was more, the whole thing started because I met this guy, Asi Ayalon, who produced one of the more successful artists in Israel, who's called Moshe Ben-Ari. And I really connected with him musically, and I only met him for 2 days. We were at this party. We played together on a couple of songs. And then when I got to Israel, we talked about the demos, and I saw his studio, and it was just like, I don't know. It was great. It was a perfect fit. And he had this little project studio kind of in a wooded area off in the middle of a countryside area, which is very unusual there. It's not a lot of land going around. So, finding that little tucked away nook was unusual, but comfortable and familiar to me, because that's the kind of thing you would find around here.
Sure.
So it's this weird mixture of being like totally different in some ways, but then you have Pro Tools and the studio felt similar. Then the musicians were all like, I don't know, they were very different types of characters than the kind you run into around here. And that was pretty exciting and interesting. There was a percussionist, and I mean, they really like to smoke a lot of hash. I don't know if you can edit that out if you need to. But the vibe, like, everybody has to. It's funny there. They have a different work ethic. It's like, okay, we work 20 minutes. Okay, now coffee. Coffee, half an hour. Okay, now we work. We play the song twice. Okay, coffee and maybe a little. So it was quite an adventure, what I was looking for.
Yeah. That's great. So, and just the last thing on Israel with the conflict and everything over there and, you know, being there and experiencing it firsthand, what would be the main thing you would say to Americans who have not followed that part of the world closely or don't really understand the conflict? And is it safe to travel there?
It felt pretty safe. Especially when you stay near Tel Aviv, I guess the main thing was that apparently the surrounding border areas, they don't actually at this point have the kind of bombs that can make it as far as Tel Aviv. So you feel pretty safe there. And there wasn't actually an official war on at the time.
Okay, sure.
Nothing happened while I was there. So it's more, for me, it was the overwhelming sense was people who'd grown up in a conflict, people who'd grown up in war, they were really high-strung men. People were anxious because that could happen. On the other hand, there was a sort of a little bit of that, like, party now because tomorrow we may die thing. So people also really knew how to get into, like, being happy about dinner, you know? It's like get together and just enjoy and celebrate when things are going okay. So I thought that was really interesting. As far as like what people would need to know here, I think, you know, what we can all know from a distance, everybody kind of knows. And what's always fascinating to me is how much you can't learn from a distance. You have to learn by experience. And it's nothing that I could really explain, but it's sort of what I soaked up by being there. And I appreciate being here a lot more now after that experience.
Sure.
And I guess, you know, I know that there's, I think around Charlottesville, you have a lot of people who've traveled, but I just think it's a really valuable thing to do is to go and see other cultures and experience that because you just can't kind of get it from a distance.
Now with Interplanetary Traveler, what's next? The album's out and you don't play a lot of shows. It's fairly infrequent and you're busy being a mom and everything too. So what is the plan now that you've got this excellent new release that is available?
Well, the other day I heard Paul Carreri talking on the radio about having a year off from playing live because he had a throat problem.
Okay, sure.
And he said that it was the happiest year he'd ever had. And I felt good about hearing that just because I've always felt that way too, that I'm happier when I don't play a lot of shows and when I don't tour a lot. And I think there's a little bit of a know thyself thing going on there.
Right. Yep.
When I was a kid, I thought that I would love it. And the more I did it, the more I found it was maybe not for me. So now I'm just taking this opportunity to focus on being a mom and doing what I can from through the internet, basically getting the songs out there. I feel like maybe I'm more of a studio musician, a studio artist. Like I like making something in private, alone, and then sending it out for other people to experience in their own space and time. Like that appeals to me.
However they want to.
Yeah. Instead of kind of the get together and perform for you thing, it doesn't, it's never really been so comfortable for me or appealed to me as much. And so now I'm kind of just letting myself do that for now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that either.
Well, thanks.
You know, you still get to release great music, and you definitely have something to say and a story to tell.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I think Interplanetary Traveler turned out just great. Give out your website once again, too, for everybody. Yeah.
www.forlorn.com. Oh, yeah. And I'm on Facebook. And,
oh, sure. Okay.
I have a new Facebook page. You can be a fan on Facebook. And there's always MySpace, but I guess that's a little bit outdated now. You guys can write to me and tell me what's next.
Yeah, exactly. You got to get on Twitter now.
Oh, yeah.
MySpace is so 2007. No, I still use MySpace a lot for, you know, for just listening to music and finding, you know, just a quick listen streaming wise. So
that's
great.
We have a new video up on my YouTube channel.
Oh, my gosh. You have YouTube as well. This is just what artists have to do now, right?
Basically,
eight different websites.
Pretty much.
Well, please keep us in the loop as more things happen, as more accolades come out for Interplanetary Traveler. Let's close out with one more. And which one did you want to play as the final track here?
Prove the Moon, which is actually the only one of these that I did write in Israel.
Very nice.
I wrote that just when we were kind of starting production of the album.
Well, this is Lauren Hoffman for Live and Local in the Corner Lounge. And Lauren, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
When you really know how beautiful you are, You can rest inside that space, relax and radiate. Flood the world in silence with your grace. When you really know how beautiful you are, the voice of love inside so loud, you'll forget to be so proud. Nothing more to prove to the restless crowd. I see you as a diamond in a shadow. Yourself in everything, and waterfalls and fools and kings and God will shine upon us when you sing. But if you never know the light that shines behind the clouds, you can't break through. I see you as a diamond in a shadow, blind to your own light. Well, you don't have to believe in the sun. You don't have to prove the moon. Yourself shine.